The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. We were in Mount Gilead just a few minutes ago. Now we're going to travel down the road to Logan, Ohio, and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Well, thank you, Bob. Hey, my wife
well,
and I
well,
went
well,
to
wait,
today
wait,
and I was
wait, wrong. Wait, wait. I got to ask you a question first.
Sure.
How's Pastor Tom doing? How's his health?
He's driving.
Is he really?
He's back home.
Well, I knew he was back home, and I knew he was doing much better, but he is driving.
Correct. He's allowed to drive now.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is absolutely.
He's walking with a cane, but he's bringing the messages, and besides walking with the king, he's the same.
Well, my goodness. Well, Joy and I continue to pray for him, and would you please, when you see him, give him our love? Would you do that?
I will see him tomorrow night, and I sure will.
Please do. We love that man. We really do.
I'm kind of partial to him, too.
All right. Now, what you called about. Yes, sir.
Okay. My wife and I went and voted today at the school. That's where we vote at, hockey, high school in Logan. And I had a Trump hat on. And we voted, and the gentleman said, if this was a national election, you couldn't be wearing that hat. He said, they're not allowed to bring anything in that's related political if they're running for office.
Uh-huh.
He said, they have a levy on right now for, I think, mental retardation levy. He said, if you had a T-shirt or a hat on about that, you'd have to take it off. He said, that's just state policy, the way I understand it. And I can kind of agree with that. And the second thing was, we did paper ballots. And I asked them why they did paper. And they said they were having so many problems with electronic machines breaking down over the years that they went back to paper for this term.
Well, you know, that's interesting because now Joy and I haven't voted yet. The minute I get off here, I'm going to go pick her up, and we're going to go to our local precinct, and we're going to vote. But I saw we're on a community, I don't know whether it's Facebook, I don't know what it is, but it's a kind of a community page. And someone had posted on there that we're going to have paper ballots where we go as well. And yet, I just had the Secretary of State on about an hour ago, and he was talking about all new voting machines all over the state of Ohio. So, but you did not use a machine, you used a paper ballot.
I used a physical paper ballot. You know, you fill in the little circle for what you want.
Yeah.
And then, as we get ready to leave, the gentleman I was talking to, it looked like he was scanning it, putting it to a scanner.
Yeah.
But we did a physical paper ballot, you know.
So, well, that's interesting. I'm going to be very interested to see what we have. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you voted, Gary. I am glad you voted. Well, yeah, we do, too. We do, too.
And my wife got the vote because she's a U.S. citizen now.
Is that right?
Yeah, she came with a U.S. citizen about 2.5 years ago.
Well,
so
that's
she got the vote.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, Gary, that's something we all take for granted, that's for sure.
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, it's people don't realize how blessed we are. We had this month's our mission month. Well, we had a missionary that we sponsored, his name's Pastor Wright, out of Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And he lives right outside one of the big cities. He said, you know, you go to the store here to get a loaf of bread, and you look, well, I don't want wheat bread, I don't want white bread, I don't want rye bread, blah, 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 blah. He said, there, they might be two loaves on the shelf, and one of them's probably got mold in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So we don't realize how blessed we are.
Oh, no, we certainly don't. Was your polling place busy?
No, we went about 11:30 in the morning, and I asked the gentleman, I said, you guys been in there? He said, it's kind of slow. It rained here to about noonish, I'd say.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking a lot of people was working, but the school was, they had school, and they kind of had off in the side of the gymnasium, but there wasn't no bother.
Oh, okay. Because I think most.
I'm hoping it picked up.
I think most of the schools up in our area canceled classes today because of the election, I think. I'm not sure.
Well, as far as I know, we had school because the parking lot was full of cars, probably a couple hundred cars. So they had school, I'm sure of it. So,
all right, Gary. Hey, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you for voting. And again, give your pastor our love.
I sure will.
All right, Gary. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Interesting. If you have an experience to share from voting today, I would love to hear from you as well. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. All right, here is a movement that I am firmly behind, and I hope it spreads all across the United States. There is a push right now in three states across America to make it illegal to give gender transitioning drugs or treatment to a minor. Now, most of this has come up because of this little 7-year-old boy down in Texas. James Younger, we covered that story extensively.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live as we wrap things up today. But we're not going to wrap things up till we go back to the phones and talk to Pete in Columbus. Hey, Pete. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I am well, Pete. How are you?
I'm very blessed. Very blessed. Bob, I just want to let you know I went to vote today.
Good. Good.
Wasn't very busy at all. I just want to mention a couple of days prior to voting, I was praying about it and thinking about it a little bit. And it came to my mind that there are many people out there who are really, they really hold fast, I guess, to a particular party. They'll vote a particular party no matter what.
Yeah.
And even some Christians do that. So it kind of brought to my mind that how many people are so loyal to a particular party, but yet they're not loyal to the Word of God.
No, that's very true.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does.
To me, it's like if you're in the Word of God, God's going to lead you to who to vote for. And there's going to be cases, you know, with, in my opinion, you know, Trump is in there, and there's some things that he says that, you know, that really that gets to people. But God could use anybody, no matter who they are. And I believe God is using Trump to do something good in this nation.
Yeah,
I think it shows.
I do too. But I have problems with some Trump supporters who put Trump above Jesus.
That's right, yes.
I voted for him. I pray for him. I think God is using him. I really do. Pray for him on a regular basis. But my allegiance is first and foremost to Jesus. And that's, you know, back during the primary, Pete, Donald Trump was not my candidate. He wasn't, you know?
Yes.
I think there were, 16, 17 candidates, and Donald Trump was at the bottom of the list for me. That was my feeling.
Yeah.
And yet, Joy and I lost what we thought were friends. We had people refuse to speak to us, get angry because during the primary, we were not on the Trump train. And here we were, brothers and sisters in Christ, followers of Jesus, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and yet they broke friendship with us because we were not unconditional, unapologetic Trump supporters. And I remember, Pete, I thinking, you know, this is really tragic that people put politics above their relationship with Christ and politics above a brother or sister in Christ. And that's really sad. And that's where we have to keep our balance, Pete, where, you know, we're well-informed. We're part of the political system because we are citizens of this planet and we are citizens of America. But we've got to keep first things first. And that's our relationship to Christ, his church, and to other believers, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I agree with all that. You know, you put God first, and everything else is going to come in line.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about
that. And
that's
not just in politics; it's in your home, and you know, and in the church. And you know, I just kind of thought about that because I've heard so many people that are so determined, like the state stick with one party and really don't look and see what the Word of God has to say about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I don't understand Christians that will vote for a candidate of either party that believes in abortion or wants to destroy the family. I don't get that. I don't get how any Christian can be so loyal to a political party that they would violate their firmly held biblical convictions to keep someone in power that fights to destroy life, family, and marriage. I don't get that. I really don't.
Yeah, well, by listening to your program, Bob, for the last probably 2 or 3 years, I've learned so much. A lot of things that the mainstream media is not going to cover. I remember the first time that I heard you speak about the late term abortion in New York and how the people and the politicians were cheering over that.
I know.
And how heartbreaking that was.
Well, hey, Pete, it was so good to talk to you, but I'm out of time. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Please call again, all right?
I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we got to go, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.